This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys spent the time, took the time. You haven't spent it yet, but we're in the process of spending it, right? And it's a good investment. Don't worry. It's a good investment to be spending your time with me. Let me tell you, we barely have started this week. I realize what day it is, and I know what you think. Kevin, we're already into the week. I realize that. We had the long weekend, blah, blah, blah. But the point is, I'm looking back over the week and saying all the things that I could talk about. For example, Tiger Woods gets a DUI. And what does he say? Tiger says it's my prescription meds. Look, I'm going to tell you something. I'm hoping Tiger Woods gets his act together, his back stops hurting, he gets back into the PGA, gets a few more wins. He's got a place in golf history, no question, but I don't want him to go out the way he's going out. This is just not cool. And now, I don't know if you guys saw the picture. Tiger didn't look black in his lineup picture. He looked Asian. he looked like I don't know what, Malaysian or something. But he looked like the guards had just given him the blues. Oh, man. And I really, if you're a golfer, you got to respect the level of golf Tiger Woods has shown over the years. I want him back at that level. And it isn't just because I made a bet with some dude that said Tiger would come back, because Tiger's just an amazing athlete when it comes to golf. But the body will betray you. It just flatly will. You get over 40, things start to go downhill little by little. Things that don't allow you to do the, you know, to perform at the level that you may have been able to perform in the past. So I don't know what's going to happen with him, but I hope he gets it right. But, yeah, so Tiger gets a DUI. He says it's meds. Now, I'll tell you, a friend of mine, we had gone sailing with another friend of ours that owns a yacht. And my buddy lives in California, so I talked to my friend that owned the yacht. He says, yeah, bring as many people as you want. So I bring one of my friends. He comes in from San Jose. His name is Mikey. Mikey's no longer alive, but comes in from San Jose and comes out on the yacht. Well, he doesn't drink a lot. I mean, honestly, we drank a couple of beers or whatever over a four-hour period. I know that sounds so cliche. You only had a couple of beers, but it's true. And he gets back in his car after they bring the yacht back in. And a little bit later, he calls me. He says, "I got a DUI." I was like, "How'd you get a DUI?" He goes, "Don't know." He goes, "You know, you saw what I drank." So, he apparently was swerving a bit, so the cop pulls him over. He blows a .08 and a .07 or .06 or something like that. And so, because like I said, he had a couple of beers, but I didn't even realize he had enough to blow that much. But, and that's not a whole lot, but considering it is impaired in California at the time. So turns out, I was like, holy cow, because years before he'd had a DUI, and it cost him like $5,000, and it put his job in jeopardy, and so I'm really afraid for him, and I'd invited him to the event, and I'm thinking, holy crap, man, he loses his job over something. I mean, I wasn't forcing liquor down his face on the yacht, but I still felt bad. Calls me up about 3 days later. Hey, man, he goes, I talked to my attorney, and I'm in the clear. I go, how'd that happen? He says, well, because the guy had me blow twice, they took the average. So he barely got to .08 the first time, and it was .06, so the average was .07, and they tossed it. And he goes, but I figured it out. He goes, it was actually the medication. He was on some meds that made him drowsy, and he goes, I was actually tired, and that was why I was weak, because he goes, I wasn't drunk. He's not a big drinker, and he doesn't get drunk. I've never seen him drunk. Now, he used drugs. He's a drug user. But anyway, so Tiger blamed his on prescription meds. Very well could be. Who knows? Maybe he's taking painkillers or something. But here's the thing. I hope the guy gets it together. What else happened? So North Korea shot off another missile. Jeez. But here's what's cool about this. North Korea wanting to get back in the news cycle, wanting to make people believe they're bigger and badder than what they are. You know, they're the midget on the playground. I'll kick your butt. You just go here and kick your butt. And Donald Trump says, yeah, it's not good what they did, blah, blah, blah. A couple little, you know, sayings for the press. And he, you know what he says? Donald Trump goes, you know, China will handle it. We got our boys over there. They'll handle it. And I thought, see, that's Trump. Delegated. He's delegated North Korea to China. You want to check on North Korea? Check with Xi Jinping. You know, he will tell you what's going on. I'm not messing with that little Korean. And what he's in effect done, and this is so cool, because this is the way you sell. See, when Kim Jong-un was doing what he was doing and he was able to deal directly with the United States and get our attention directly, that was the most powerful he could be. But now he's got to go through a messenger. You've lost power. So, and I'm going to give you a little bit of advice if you're selling something. You find who's at power, and you never go back down. So you may have gotten into the account talking to, like, I'm going to use IT as an example, talking to an engineer. And he says, Kevin, we're about to do blanky blank. I'm thinking we might want to look at that, and you go meet with him. And then you say, hey, Chuck, or whatever his name is, who's actually in this food chain? And you sort, we call it the pain chain. You start finding out who's got the most invested in this. And they say, well, it's the CIO. Now, CIOs aren't really decision makers. They are influencers, but they're not decision makers. So you go talk to the CIO, and you find out all about his pain, and you get his buy-in, because he's an influencer. But you say to the CIO, hey, listen, I see your pain. I think I can solve it for you. Who's going to make the decision? And he says, it will be our COO or our CEO. When he makes that, and you say, great. You have a problem introducing me to the CEO or whatever? No, not at all. Or, yeah, you know, we don't want you to do that. No matter what he says, yes or no, you're going to meet the CEO. I'm just telling you, if you want to be successful, once they tell you who's making the decision, you're done with everybody else. I realize the other guy's an influencer, and he might not want you to do it. And he says, you know, well, I really want people to go through me. What he's saying is, I like the feeling of power, and I'd like you to go through me. You go to the CEO. End of story. Now, Kim Jong-un can no longer go directly to the CEO. He's got to go through an underling, and that's not good news for him in the long run. Just telling you. I know how this cycle works. Anyway, folks, we got a lot to talk about. Not just Tiger Woods in North Korea, but we got to talk about Lindsey Graham. We're going to talk about Merkel and a few other folks that are not making me happy right now. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hillary Clinton had some tough words. She crawled out from under a rock not long ago. She's now poking the tiger being you, the American people. She's daring you to arrest her. They've got special counsels looking into Russia. She doesn't care that she did an Iranian deal and a technology deal and that her Podesta, her former chief of staff, made millions of dollars. And you can tie the timing of what she did in Russia directly to a fat cat donation they made to her foundation, where she and Bill have extorted companies and countries since she took a leadership position in government. That's been their goal all along. The Clintons have made millions, even hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't know what their net worth is now because they pulled a Lance Armstrong and had to admit that they'd been doping. And so maybe they've lost a lot of their fortune, but they still have two fat houses, multi-million dollar houses. They're still getting paid a lot of money to do stuff. And you know what? If they were smart, they already had taken their money and started putting it into different things, probably hiding it offshore for all I know. Lord knows they're not paying taxes on it. So, you got the Clintons now out and about. Hillary showing up at parades with her trip glasses on. Bill's right there with her, looking at her, make sure she's all right. He couldn't have the the chief conspirator dying on him. He wouldn't even know how to act. Bill is he's a cuckold minion as far as Hillary's concerned. This guy does what he's told. Now, he's happy to do it, but Hillary has orchestrated this whole thing. So anyway, she's out from under her rock, and I read this story, and I, you know, again, you got to figure out if this stuff is true, because it's all fake news for the most part, but I can see this one being, I could see this being a true story. They say that Hillary Clinton is reportedly seething with rage because she lost to a soulless manipulator. And so, she says, seething with rage and haunted by losing to someone she considers a dumb, soulless manipulator. And social media just sprung into action. They said, yes, she must be talking about herself. It's funny to me that, you know, I look at, and we're going to be, I don't know why we're spending so much time on this, because it's a media thing. They got nothing better to discuss with Hillary. Why did she lose? Exactly why? And we've gone over it three or four times. Just to recap, Hillary lost because she's Hillary. Hillary lost because she didn't deserve to be president. That's just the facts. Hillary lost because Hillary Clinton was the worst possible candidate in the history of the Republic outside of Barack Obama. The Democrats came back to the well one too many times. We will give you one completely incompetent. That would be Barack Obama. But we won't give you two. And you can talk about the history making and all that. Hillary Clinton was horrible. No track record. The little record she had was not successful. On what playing field would you want to put her on? She's a great feminist. She stinks as a feminist. She's horrible. The only women who are feminists who will accept Hillary Clinton are feminists who want to get ahead on her track record, because Hillary's a horrible feminist. She requires men in her life to do things. She's incapable of doing what her husband, who supposedly doesn't have a fraction of the intellect, despite being a Rhodes Scholar, doesn't have a fraction of the intellect she has. She watched him do it. She learned for decades. Let me ask you this question, folks. If you learned something for decades, would you be good at it? I don't care if it's making straw brooms. You would be excellent. Even if you stunk at it at first, within 4 years, you'd be okay. They'd go, you know, he's starting to improve. Hillary Clinton studied from a master manipulator, Bill Clinton, for decades. I'm talking about under his wing. Every aspect, from junior league AAA ball as a governor to making the major leagues as president. And she couldn't do it twice. She couldn't do it. She didn't learn how to fight. She followed the rule book. Two times she lost. And you know what, feminists? She lost to men both times. It isn't like she had an advantage. Against Trump, she had a sheer advantage. He's a womanizer. He's a misogynist, etc. And so she's supposed to win. She couldn't even defeat Donald Trump, the guy that she calls, that supposedly calls a dumb, soulless manipulator. He's so dumb, he beat you. That's what's so funny. He's so stupid. He's such a manipulator, he beat you. And you know how he beat you? He's not dumb, and he's not a manipulator. What Hillary Clinton said, which is what leftists do, she told you who she was. She's a dumb manipulator. A woman who claims to be a feminist as she beats up women over her husband's infidelities. A woman who claims to be a feminist as she rides the coattails of two powerful men. First, her husband. Second, her baby daddy. I'm joking, but it's Barack Obama. She rides his coattail. She rides the on the backs of blacks. Talk about a manipulator. I don't feel no way tired. She's a manipulator across the board, wanting to be a senator. What did she do? Go look at her record. I dare any of you leftists out there that want to debate me on this, by the way, 844-551 8255. I'll clean your clock with Hillary Clinton's record. It would be so embarrassing to you, you won't even want to talk about it ever again. She was a horrible senator. She accomplished nothing. She got the job because of her husband. Even when she got the job, she stunk at it. And then what did she do? She was ordained. She ordained herself to be the next president of the United States. And the idiots on the left said, yeah, let's do it. This is a woman who took $1,000 and made it into $100,000 in commodities and said, oh, I was just good at it. And you could connect all the dots to what she was doing. Fired the White House staff, travel staff, because she wanted her friends to be a part of it. Did land deals. Look, I don't care about Whitewater, but just admit what it was. Yeah, you know what? We were trying to, you know, feather our nest and get a little extra. And we did the land deal, but there, and sure, there were people there protecting us because they were betting on it. It would be like me saying, okay, Kevin, how'd you get ahead? There are a couple of people who bet on me, who said, you know what, I like this kid. And they donated a lot of money to help. I mean, this hasn't happened, but I'd love for it to. But let's say somebody donated $100,000. Kevin, I'm going to help you. And they get me set up to do something. And later on, I'm like, no, it wasn't. It was a no. I would just say, of course, I did this. This person gave me $100,000, invested in my business. We've taken it to the next level. Bada bing, bada boom. What if it were radio? Fine. Wouldn't matter to me, but they can't even tell the truth. And so now Hillary Clinton is supposedly seething with rage because she lost, and she's seething with rage at Donald Trump. How dare this, quote, dumb, soulless manipulator beat me? Doesn't he know who I am? He doesn't realize I'm the next king of the world, and he took it away from me. Well, how did he do that, soulless manipulator? How'd you let him do that?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In Ohio.
No one in Ohio is asking about Russia. I mean, we have to deal with this. We definitely have to deal with this. It's on the minds of the men people. But if you want to know what people in Ohio, they want to know about jobs. They want to know about their children. I was just in California where California folks, especially the national nurses, pushing for healthy California, a single payer, Medicare for all kinds of things.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That is the Democratic strategist Nina Turner, who has been saying what I've been saying all along, which is the left wants to pretend, I'm talking about the elitist, the apparatus, they want to pretend that this Russian thing is a big deal. It isn't a big deal. It's flatly not. And they want, they're hoping, beyond hope, that it will grow legs and take off and run the quarter mile in 40 seconds. And it's not going to happen. And it's not going to happen for a few reasons. One, it's a lie. It's a fabrication. Two, as she said, nobody cares about that. What they care about are the things that Donald Trump's focused on. So Donald Trump, President Trump, comes back from overseas after a very successful trip. Every trip he makes will be successful. Get used to it, leftists. If you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you're going to hear me say this ad nauseum. I'm trying to explain to you that you have no chance except to jump on the Trump train. I'm giving you advance notice that Donald Trump, with every trip, will be successful. He will make Barack Obama look like a buffoon. If you dare compare, you're going to be embarrassed. You already should be. If you had any brains, you would be embarrassed. They're all in. The left, that is. They're all in on Obama. They can't let Trump do anything right. But unfortunately, that's the dilemma. How do you keep criticizing a guy who knocks it out of the park? How do you do it? The answer is, you can't. You run out of runway. And that's what's happening with the left. So they've got this bogus Russian story. It's built on a lie, and nobody cares about it on Main Street America. Wall Street doesn't care about it. Nobody does. Donald Trump is going to blow the record on Wall Street are just going to keep going up. People are going to make money. The price of gold will continue to rise. Everything the man touches, they might as well call him Midas Trump. He should name his next child Midas if he and Melania have another one. Because everything the guy touches turns to gold. And it's not because he's so brilliant that it's, you know, oh my gosh, nobody could. Many people could do this. What we've needed, America, is not politicians, but business people. We've been saying this for a long time, but politicians are professional schmoozers. They're like Barack Obama. They bring nothing, but they act as if they're bringing you the world. What did Barack Obama do? Nothing but fail. He failed beautifully. If you want to fail and you want to do it in such a way that people love you, you've watched Obama do it. How else can you get the Democrats to love you after you lose 1,080 seats for them? You're supposed to be the golden boy. You're supposed to be the Messiah. I called him baby black Jesus because that's how they treat him. And even after the brutal beatdown, every day when this guy came home from work and he said, "Did you cook?" And he said, "I cooked your favorite." But he still punched you right in the face because you were a battered woman leftist. That's what you were. You still kissed him. You loved him. You cajoled. You rubbed his feet. You anointed him with oil. And all he did was get up in the morning and kick your butt, leave for work, come back home and do it all over again. Rinse and repeat. And you loved it. And we snickered at you the whole time because we've been trying to get you help. We sent the police anonymously. We told them, "Look, that girl's getting beat up by Barack Obama. Y'all need to help her." And you refused it. Nah, this ain't no black eye. This is, I ran into the door. Yeah, you used every excuse in the book, and you continue to. Now, you know, you've cast your fate to the wind. Here, take me away, Calgon Barack. And they've done it. Barack Obama's going, "No problem. If y'all still want me to beat up on you, I'll beat up on you." Now Hillary Clinton's climbed out from underneath. But your Democratic strategist, Nina Turner, is talking about Ohio, and she's telling you the people don't care about that. They care about jobs. They care about their investments. They care about safe streets. They care about criminals coming into our country, taking jobs and killing people. They care about terror. They care how we're looked at for, you know, foreign policy issues and things like this. And Donald Trump went over and he embarrassed your boy, Barack Obama. I'm talking to leftists right now for the people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, which is mostly conservatives. But he embarrassed your boy, and he didn't do it intentionally. It's not like Donald Trump's going, "Okay, today I'll get up and I'll do something really miraculous and it'll embarrass Barack Obama." He doesn't have to do that. If he gets up and checks his pulse, he's done better than Barack Obama. If he can fog a mirror, he's done better than Barack Obama, because Barack Obama got up every morning into an America that he was intent on destroying, foreign and domestic, going against everything he stood for as president of the United States. He didn't protect his citizens. He protected illegals. He protected terrorists. He didn't protect this economy. He torpedoed it. And he admits it when he tells Donald Trump, "You're going to need a magic wand to do this." So either one of two things. He either intentionally torpedoed this economy, or he's too stupid to know what to do. I think it's a combination of both. I go for C, both. Many of you do as well. So what do they have? The left. I want you to understand what's going on with the left. Barack Obama, we now know, undoubtedly spied on American citizens, and he used the FISA court to do so, and he had a whole group of people complicit, including Susan Rice and others. They all knew about it. They were trying to jump something up on Trump in hopes of keeping him from winning the election. And Donald Trump still said, "Whatever," and he wins. And now we start getting to the truth. And the left are afraid. They're very afraid. And they should be. So what are they doing? Flynn was who they were after before. Remember? It was all about Flynn. Flynn. Mike Flynn. And suddenly, we shifted. And I don't know, there were people in between. But now, who are we focused on? We're focused on Jared Kushner. Yeah, it's Jared Kushner, huh? There's all this stuff about Jared Kushner. There's nothing about this. Jared Kushner didn't do anything out of the ordinary, but he becomes the new fall guy. Go look at your Google front page or any news source you want. And you know what you're going to read? You're going to read all about Jared Kushner. This is Donald Trump's son-in-law. Now, to read about Jared Kushner, you might think one of two things. That Donald Trump's just bringing him along because he's Ivanka's husband. Or you might think he's just a flaming idiot that Donald Trump has put in charge because he's Ivanka's husband. I'll be honest with you. I didn't research Jared Kushner. I don't know anything about him. And here's what I can tell you about Jared Kushner, and I'm just going to go from a layman's perspective. You've got a billionaire daddy to Ivanka. Beautiful girl. Watch daddy. Watch the type of man she wants in wanted in a husband. And she chose Jared Kushner. Now, I'm going to tell you right there. Just on the surface, knowing what I know about the Trumps, I would say to you, Jared Kushner's got to be a stand-up guy. Because if I know Donald Trump, he vetted him. He spent some money to find out, what is this guy Kushner about? If I know Ivanka, because of human nature of daughters who have strong fathers who are in their lives, she vetted him in her own way. I'm not saying the guy's perfect. By any means. What I'm telling you is, you give me a daughter who's had her father with her, and her father's accomplished, and they are a family of means. Jared Kushner's been vetted better than Barack Obama was vetted for president. I'll bet you that. That means Jared Kushner has to be accomplished in his ability to provide for his family. Billionaires don't let pikers marry their daughters. Daughters of billionaires whose fathers are plugged in don't marry pikers. He's got to be accomplished. I don't know what his pedigree is, but it ain't just on paper. Jared Kushner has to be somebody to get the attention of the Trump family and to make it. And that's true of every one of the Trump wives, husbands, boyfriends, whatever. If you make the cut for somebody to jump the broom with you in the Trump family, you are vetted. That's what I know about Jared Kushner. Now, you may go, Kevin, he's a Wharton grad, he's blah, 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 this, that, and the other. Perhaps. But that's what I can tell you about him on the surface. More when we come back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit parkdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I think we are having a discussion that is absolutely divorced from reality this week. It is astonishing. Let me set the scene for you. It's 2008. We're having an election, and candidate Obama, he's not even president-elect, sends William Miller over to Iran to establish a back channel and let the Iranians know that should he win the election, they will have friendlier terms. Okay, so this is a private citizen going to foreign soil, obviously in order to evade U.S. intelligence monitoring and establishing a back channel with a sworn enemy of the United States who was actively disrupting our efforts in the military in the Middle East. So is that bad judgment? Is that a bad thing that happened? Back channels are completely normal. They happen all the time. Reagan did them. Obama did them. Mm-hmm. Everyone did. So I'm not quite sure why supposedly having at least the president's now elected, setting up a back channel with the Russians is somehow out of bounds.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to get a hold of us. That was Kim Strassel, and she's on a panel discussing the situation with the hysteria around Donald Trump and this Russian back channel. And as I said in the previous segment, the left, they have no story. So all they're doing now is they're bouncing around to see who they can make the Russian story stick with. Now, of course, the very first person was Donald Trump. When that didn't work, they went to Mike Flynn. And they bounced around little by little. Who was it? Paul Manafort and various other people. They've tried. They're looking for any tie to Russia. I'm saying if you've ever drank a black Russian in the Trump administration, you better fess up. Yeah, or white Russian. But a black Russian would be even worse because you got the whole racial element. But anyway, yeah, so you better fess up. But now it's Jared Kushner. That's who they're on. And Kim Strassel's going, you people are crazy. What are you talking about? Barack Obama did identically the same thing, and he wasn't even president-elect, nor was he president at the time. He was a candidate, and he was already setting things up so that the Iranians would be in a position to help him. He was looking for help, for guidance. What else did he do? Did he do the same thing to Saudi Arabia, Middle Eastern countries? We don't know. Nobody investigated. Nobody cared. It was baby black Jesus. He was going to be the Savior, the Messiah. So they let everything this man did go through. And by the way, there will be no scrutiny of Barack Obama's record until well into the future. Nobody wants to open up that can of worms. You want to give scrutiny to all of these different scandals? You want to give scrutiny to the decisions this man made? I mean, you don't even have to give scrutiny to his record as a Democrat. Holy cow. How could you possibly look at this man as a success is beyond me. Because the fact is, you can't. You can't do it. So, Kim Strassel is saying, look at all this stuff. And Joy Reid then chimes in and says, well, there's a difference. And she goes on to give this convoluted thing. But there's a better part of this. Towards the end of the conversation, you see just how little these people know. And I want to get to that part of the clip. Because the entire clip's over 4 minutes. I'm going to get to this last part, where Joy Reid is sort of summing up why this is so bad and what Trump and Kushner have done are just awful. And then she gets hit with some information.
And the reality here is that Jared Kushner and the Trump administration apparently trusted the Russians more than the intelligence community. Look, how can this not be suspicious?
Would you trust? I'm sorry, by the way, like we can't forget that the intelligence services and also the Defense Department were being run by the Obama administration. They had plenty of reason not to necessarily want the Obama administration to know
what they were doing. What did they want to hide? What is this is suspicious
because
minimum. It is suspicious. What did they want to talk about? Why would you use Russian?
And why would you not maybe want to have all of these people in these departments with this information, which they would go on to leak on a daily basis in the coming months to try to derail your presidency?
Sorry, in December, the election was over. In this country, we have a continuity of government. We hand over peacefully power from one party to another all the time. I've done so for more than 240 years. Are you telling me that the now elected Trump administration didn't trust John Brennan, that somehow these straight arrow guys in our intelligence services were going to now work to actively undermine? Are they now seeing them as some sort of dissidents that were going to undermine them? That has never happened in the history of the United States.
One of the most interesting pieces of news that actually came out this week was a FISA court revelation that they said that the Obama administration had been actively engaged in abusing Fourth Amendment protections by unmasking people's identities on a routine basis, which they did not acknowledge to the court, in which they said brought up... your major concerns. So maybe you wouldn't trust that team.
Who said that? Where does this the FISA information?
Court. Welcome back, everybody. Did you catch it at the end where Joy reaches? Who said that? Now, she's the professional, right? She's the person who's supposed to know all the reasons. And by the way, the part I clipped out, I wish you could hear it. Because she's giving 50,000 reasons why Trump doing it is bad, but Obama doing it with Orion is good. There's nothing to look at there. And for the record, she has no base, she has no knowledge that it actually did occur with Trump. But at the end of it, she says, who said that? So Kim Strassel is having a debate with these people about what it, this is much ado about nothing. Because if the Trump administration does set up back channel communications with Russia, it's done all the time. So she's saying it's much ado about nothing. But she's also explaining why they would trust the Russians more than they would trust their own clandestine agencies or the our apparatus within the government, because it's still housed by Obama people. And Joy Reid is like, she's taken aback. You're trying to say that they don't trust our own people over there? Oh my goodness, how could you possibly say that? Now, leading into this, she's also saying, why had they gone around the embassies and setting this up at the Russian facilities? Is there a Russian bank involved? Of course, all the different conspiracy theories that nobody can verify, of course, because it's not necessarily true. And she's building her case for this. But she's also building a case that we've transferred governments over year after year. It's always been peaceful. It's been helpful. Everybody's kicking in and kumbaya. What would make you believe, Kim Strassel, that this could possibly happen with Obama? And Kim Strassel says, well, how about this? The FISA court came out and said that's exactly what was happening. And you know what Joy Reid says? Who said this? So please explain. I didn't realize. That is so funny. Let me tell you what liberals are good at. Leftists, Democrats, progressives, call yourselves whatever you want. Scumbags works for me. Let me tell you what these leftist scumbags are good at. They're very good at not having information. They're very good about creating their fake little worlds and ignoring the facts. That's what they're good at. And so Joy Reid believes that Donald Trump should trust the government, a government that is leaking secrets left and right. Every time Trump makes a move, there's a leak. But she says, trust them. This is the level of ridiculousness that we have. And let me tell you, it's an easy thought exercise. Switch Donald Trump and Barack Obama and Joy Reid, nor any other leftist, has any problem with any of the moves that Trump has made. But Barack Obama came out years ago saying we had to have a strong border. Nobody said a word. He said we need to look at our policies on bringing in people from radicals from foreign governments. He might not have couched it in the same language, but he said essentially the same thing as Trump. They didn't say a word. And yet we find ourselves at a crossroads here, because these people have the fake narrative that the Russians are involved and they're going to bounce around. And as soon as Jared Kushner is cleared, they're going to move to somebody else. Oh, there's a new person. I've even heard issues like they're setting things up so the Trump family can take their business into Russia. See, this is why you wonder why people don't want to run for office and why you have to be a billionaire in order to run for office, so you can say, what, do I need the money? What, do I need the money? Trump has done the smartest thing he can do. One, he divested himself of his own stuff. He's got the kids doing whatever they're doing. He brought in very wealthy people who have no skin in the game except bettering this country. They're bipartisan at best, and he's doing his best to stick to the conservative message. Do you agree with everything? Maybe not. But most of the things, if you're a conservative, you agree with Donald Trump. Anyway, more coming up. Keep it here.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.